kind of flat as we get started at the opening bell today. I'm Bob Clark. We didn't have big numbers yesterday on the stock market either, but it was just big enough to set even more records as the Dow continues over the 28,000-point mark. It's time now for our stock and business report with Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, with the Dow now over 28,000, we're all kind of wondering if the Santa Claus rally is just going to continue all the way through the end of the year and maybe, just maybe, hit 29,000, maybe 30,000 on the Dow. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they're already making those hats, right? Wall Street is popping the champagne bottles, and it's not even New Year's, Bob. But down on the farm, we've seen more bankruptcies this year than any other year in almost a decade. And remember, the Iowa primary in the Farm Belt is just right around the corner, February 3rd, just a few months away.
So do you think this is a stock market rally that's built on a weak foundation?
Well, you know, it's really kind of a disconnect with Wall Street and Main Street. Again, it's definitely a paper foundation. Last week, the Federal Reserve announced that they were increasing the paper printing from $75 billion to $120 billion a day in order to stabilize the overnight repo markets. Of course, we've been talking about that on the radio lately. And the money center banks are getting their daily fix of this monetary methadone.
All right, so you're saying our economy is addicted to cheap money and the Fed will likely give it its fix, right? Don't fight them. They want the market to go up, so for now we'll just enjoy the ride. But should we be worried about potential negative interest rates here in the United States?
Yeah, sure, we got to be worried. Germany already has that, and of course their economy just barely missed going into recession. Again, the 24-hour news channels really want us to fixate on that reality TV show, right?
Well, yeah, the impeachment inquiry, those public hearings continue today. So why is this distraction good for the stock market?
It takes the public's mind off the real problems, the potential zero interest rate policy that we have here in this world. Again, the long-term impact on the economy, just like an addict, the economy is addicted to cheap money. And again, we're seeing virtually no growth worldwide. Barely 2% here in the United States of our growth rate. And Germany basically dodged the recession bullet by having a 0.09% growth rate last quarter. Japan isn't even better, and the Federal Reserve and its cohorts, the Bank of Japan and the European Central Bank, are papering the world in money. Again, interest rates remain the lowest rate they've seen since 1941. With no inflation on the horizon and sky-high market, I guess still people are afraid to invest.
All right. The question is the Fed right?
Well, we'll see if the Fed is right, but maybe the Grinch won't visit Wall Street, and the creature from Jekyll Island, you know who that is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So when will that be?
The Federal Reserve, the non-elected people, they're basically the ones that think that the market will continue to go up.
Okay, very good. Do you have a crystal ball?
Not really. I wish I did, Bob. But just like the addict, the Federal Reserve will provide Wall Street with its monetary methadone, and again, Main Street believes that the market will go higher, and so I guess you just better expect that it's continuing to go higher. But we could have a recession, you know, and you never know when that the correction could happen.
All right, very good.
Or recession.
All right, well, this Thursday you're hosting Albuquerque Connect event at the Cheesecake Factory from 5 to 8. How can our listeners reach you and sign up and be a part of that?
Well, you just go to our website, myfinancialsense.com, or give us a call, 828-4068. Again, it'll be from 5 until 8 p.m. this Thursday at Jeffrey Candelaria at ABQ Connect. Or just give us a call this morning, 828-4068. And lastly, I mentioned securities investment advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Bob, it was great seeing you the other night at the New Mexico Business Coalition, and great job you did.
It was a fun event, Pablo, so it was nice seeing you and Nikki as well. We'll talk to you next week.